News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and joining us for our daily COVID update, we have Bob Koppel from Ascension Via Christi Hospital on the phone again this morning. Bob, it's we're breaking free with some of the things, but boy, there's still a need for tremendous caution and for folks to continue to do what's best to keep themselves and those around them safe.
You betcha, Dave.
Well, we begin with our report. We had three new individuals that tested positive in Riley County, and Pottawatomie and Gary County held steady. Looking at state numbers, the total 5,245. There are still 23 Kansas counties that have yet to report a COVID positive case. There's been 136 deaths so far. Now, there are some things that are changing in terms of how you've handled some things at Ascension Via Christi Hospital, Bob. You had made mention that after several weeks, elective surgeries are back in play.
Well, so we started doing a small number of elective procedures. So surgeries, procedures in the cath lab, interventional radiology, GI procedures, and kind of get, if you will, kind of testing new process. So just like, you know, this week we have a bunch of businesses that are reopening. As we've reopened, we've implemented some changes. And so one of those actually is that everybody, before they have a some sort of invasive procedure, they're having a COVID swab. And the reason for that is if patients have, for example, surgery and you're going through anesthesia, et cetera, they tend to have not good outcomes, a lot of complications if they have COVID. And so you want to know before they go into the operating room in this particular case, if they have COVID. So we started that process late last week of swabbing. And what you're trying to do is do that just a few days before their procedure. We need a little bit of a time window because it takes time to get the lab results back. You know, we've talked about that before. It just takes a couple days typically. And in doing that, in our very first group of patients, we actually had a patient come back positive. So I think it's a good safety step. Certainly, you know, everybody's antennas need to be up as they're reopening services or reopening a business in town and just really be thinking about, so what else could I do to make this safer, not only for my own staff, but for our customers. And in our case, this is exactly what has happened. We were able to postpone that person's procedure again, but, you know, for his sake and also the sake of all of our team, that was a good thing too, that we caught that early and can protect him.
Wow. Now, how many elected surgeries do you anticipate that you'll be able to fulfill here in the near future?
So, you know, this first, especially the first few days, we're just talking about a handful. It's one, to kind of get the process down. Two, it's some changes as well for all the providers and all the staff. And so, you know, we're talking, you know, a handful in the OR, a handful in the GI lab, a handful in the cath lab. And, you know, just kind of work our way up from there. The physicians actually met, I'm trying to think, is over a week ago as well, and also laid out some criteria. And so we're doing patients without a lot of comorbidities first. We're doing patients who are younger first. Everybody who's less apt to have problems if they do get COVID, say, after they have surgery, because, again, we know that it's in the community, and so if you're out and about, you're the potential to be exposed. And so they've kind of got a criteria of, so here's kind of a phase of, you know, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to do these level of patients. And after that, if things are going okay, we're going to expand that. And so it's just, no different, quite honestly. It's just like the health department's plan for our whole county of, in phase this, we're going to do this range of services. This next phase, we're going to do this next range of services. So it's very consistent with that approach. And the physicians, actually, we're going to, you know, kind of touch in base with our chief of staff, our section chief for surgery. You know, that's something that we'll be doing very regularly. And, you know, I got the text from one of the physicians on Saturday about, hey, we already have a positive. And immediately there's activity. There's some of our physician leaders pulling in to say, you know, just to make sure they understand what's going on. And also, you know, is there an additional need for safeguards? So I think that's just really key. You know, people understand the safety of the safety focus is huge for this. And our physicians, our staff, everybody really putting a lot of time and energy into that to make sure that we're keeping people as safe as we can. And again, that's why we encourage the business owners to do that same sort of process as they are reopening services this week to really be thinking and watching about what can I do to make this safe for people to come into my business.
Do you expect masks and all the social distancing to be basically a long-term permanent perspective as patients come in?
You know, at least for us, we anticipate that for several months. We're actually requiring masking. Well, we've been doing universal masking with our staff and with patients now for several weeks. We've actually masked we have very limited visitation right now. I think everybody's aware of that. And that is also continuing, actually. We're still continuing to limit visitation. We're going to have everybody in a mask. And it's really, you know, we recognize the importance of providing that protection. And so that's something that's going to be with us at least for a long time. We strongly encourage other organizations to do the same thing. It's a pretty simple thing to do. It's not really that intrusive on anybody. And I know, you know, you look around the country and there's some folks who are pushing back about why would they have to wear a mask. And, you know, this is really a time I would just encourage people we're not thinking about just ourselves. We're thinking about everybody that's around us and what can we do to help protect them. And in doing so, I mean, we're actually being good citizens. But no, we anticipate that's going to be with us for a long time.
And I know that this is pretty much something that is going to continue in the other doctor's offices. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and their check-in area was outside their typical front door up there at the medical center off of Claflin. And there were just like maybe half a dozen chairs in the lobby. I got checked in, and they took me right back to the room. There were no doors that needed to be open. They were all fixed open. And, you know, there's no handshaking. There's not much of any kind of connection that you can see probably in the foreseeable future at any kind of physician's office.
Well, you know, again, it's that attention to detail about if people don't touch things, then you don't have to worry about passing COVID from one individual to the next. And so, you know, if you come into any of our facilities, you're going to see the same thing of very limited wait seating. And, you know, on the flip side, I think people have always been a little bit irritated about having to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be now that we will be able to transition to I drive up. When I'm ready, I go in and I'm seen. And so, I mean, I think there's potential here actually for some positive things for patients to experience. But it really is trying to look at how do you reduce touches? How do you limit the number of staff that you even interact with? So in our case, for example, if you're coming in for a procedure, in the past you might have talked to six or eight people. Well, can we cut that back to five? Can we cut it back to four? You know, how much can we limit the number of people that you interact with so that you have less chance of exposure to somebody, and also that limits our staff's exposure to people as well?
We're speaking with Bob Kothpel, the Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO. And in these updates, Bob, in the foreseeable future, we're going to be probably, I guess you could probably say, more forward-thinking with the approach that we're going to be seeing and how life is going to be different in this COVID-19 era that we have.
Yeah, you'll be hearing from just some different either business owners or folks around the community, and also outside of healthcare, because I think that's real important, Dave, to get that other perspective of, so what does this look like in retail? What does this look like in an office setting? We have some people in town who actually do a lot of distance work already. And so what is that even a change for them? Or, you know, what difficulties does this bring to an organization because they do the distance work already? So we just thought that would be helpful for people to see those different perspectives and hear that.
And the people that are going to be joining us are mostly part of this new task force that the mayor's put together.
Correct. It's created a group of folks. One, I think everybody who's on the task force is very willing to kind of step out and be helpful and have lots of ideas. And we thought we would tap into that and share that with the community outside of the task force.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add today?
Just keep washing your hands. Hand hygiene, that's the secret to all of this.
Okay. And what's the Nurses Week celebration like up at Ascension Via Christi Hospital?
So we're doing some experimenting this year. all of our, we actually, so this is Nurses Week this week, next week is Healthcare Week, and then actually the week after that we have Mission Week, celebrating our faith-based heritage. And so we are having to experiment with all of the things we've kind of done in the past, activities with the staff, and trying to redo them in a way that we can safely do them social distance. So that's, it's creating some challenges, quite honestly, but also still trying to find ways to have fun and just do it as safely as we can and protect people.
Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Perfect. Thanks, Dave.